That's a famous picture in Packers history of Jim Taylor, the consummate power running back, running behind Fuzzy Thurston and Jerry Kramer and the Packers' power sweep. And it's the perfect backdrop to this week's Video Ask Vic question, which comes from Shane from York, Nebraska. Do you think there are some backs or running styles that will do better with the new rule? And what does all of this mean for a team looking to draft a running back? Shane, I assume you're referring to the new rule that forbids running backs to use their helmets to deliver a blow in the open field. In my opinion, this rule will end the era of the big play power back. He will become almost exclusively a short yardage runner. The irony of this situation is that news of the new rule broke shortly after the Falcons signed Steven Jackson, who, for all of his career, has been a big play power back. I can't help but think this new rule might take something from Adrian Peterson's game. I also can't help but think this new rule might cause teams to change their draft boards. Eddie Lacy was considered by many to be the number one back in this draft, but he's a power back. Is he still number one? I have to believe this rule is going to promote elusiveness over power. Slashers and cutback runners become more attractive. Monty Ball is a shifty runner who might be a good fit for this new rule. His stock might have risen. I don't think anybody knows for sure what the long-range impact of this rule will be, but I think you have to consider the possibility that the days of the flat-headed pounder are over. For Packers.com, I'm Vic Ketchman.